I'm gonna hit OBS, and then 3, 2, 1, click. Live. Kyle, what a terrific show.
Terrific show. Steve's awesome.
Steve was fan-freaking-tastic. I really enjoyed our Returnal talk. Did it get you as hyped as I am now for this game?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I was already hyped on it, but I am a little worried from the story perspective.
Okay.
That didn't really ease my fears at all of that, but if I go into the mindset of treating it like Control and actually looking at everything and paying attention to it and reading it, I think I should be okay.
Yeah, I think so too. I also want to thank you, depending on how this record goes. Yes, for finally pulling my arm, say, Joe, you got to do Streamlabs OBS. It's just better all around. And you could also record out of it.
It still has some wonky stuff. I'm not going to lie. I run into some problems here and there. But when I look at old school regular OBS, I'm like, what is this? All these levers and meters? No, thank you.
Yeah. I legitimately spent 2 or 3 hours learning compression, what is it, noise gating, and suppression on the mainline app so that I don't have to do it through Audacity, which means if everything's working correctly, Kyle, yeah, it's going to make the editing process a whole lot better and make a sound a whole lot better. I'm really curious as to how this is going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. That said, Kyle,
You were like, I gotta talk to you about something, Kyle. Yeah. And now I'm nervous.
By the time this goes out, people already have seen our cool old pictures, our profile pictures.
Hopefully. I don't want the cat out of the bag yet.
No. Not that. Just us smiling, okay. Like finger guns.
Okay. Okay.
I was thinking we put up those cool new profile pictures like 11 a.m.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
You think
you are anxious for whatever we're going to say about next week.
Sure.
Compound that to like times five for me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a lot, but I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'll cry probably. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
Kyle, it's just a profile picture. It's just a profile picture.
But listen, when you look at that profile picture, Joe.
Yeah.
It brings so many emotions.
The first emotion is, wow, and this is actual real emotion. Wow, Diego's really fucking good at this art thing, right?
Really fucking good, yeah.
That was the first thing I want to bring up. Because, like, I thought he nailed me down to, like, my teeth. He got my teeth right. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he used this program. It's kind of like how tattoo artists kind of do it. Of like he traced everything and then he started like throwing layers on and everything. And just, I was like, never in a point have I been proud of this mustache.
What set is it? I think it's this set. He got my mole on my temple in the profile. I was like, oh man, that is attention to detail. I appreciate that.
And like, I've never been proud of this little mustache that I can't grow in the middle here. Until that picture, I was like, oh damn, I look good. I look good, and when I have my tan, this is great. And yours, I loved. Like, yours is fantastic for so many reasons. Yeah. Absolutely love it. It looks dope. And
I look regal. I'm looking to the future as
right.
Not looking back. So it's honestly, I hate taking pictures of myself.
Same. I don't do it
just because I'm too big, and I don't like the way I look in pictures. Yep. And that is the one selfie that I've taken that I'm like, damn, I look pretty fucking cool. I really dig this picture. It might be my favorite picture of me ever taken.
For me, I hate pictures. I don't take them. There's like, if the government wanted to see me, like, you have to go all the way back to like the last picture taken of me was when I was like 15. That's how much I hate them. I avoid them. So the one I took for Diego to take of was literally just me doing a selfie. I'm like, this will work. Finger gun. And again, absolutely nailed it. And shout out to you, Kyle. Shout out to you and Diego and Adam Leonard, because we had to fight Apple not once, not twice, not thrice, but a quadruple times over the past week with the RSS feed just kind of going to poop. So the one problem it seemed to be was with the way the picture was. And I reached out to Adam because I love our new updated logo. I was like, could you help us out? It was really early in the morning. And he's like, yeah, sure. I don't have like the file on me right now, but like, give me a JPEG or a PNG image. Did that. Apple doesn't like those, apparently. They sent it back. And then since we were already working with Diego with a few cool projects that we're working on, I was like, okay, Diego, since you're working on this right now, and I think you have the raw file, could you just redo it for us and just have a little Diego flair? And boy, oh boy, Kyle, did he deliver.
Yeah.
He gave us a slew of images, of logos. You picked one that was super bright. And of course, me being like the Zack Snyder of podcasters, I was like, make it, I like the dark one.
whenever you have to view this picture, you need to have a slew of Swedish women chanting and
singing into an ocean.
Singing, yes. It's the only way to experience this.
Yeah, I want you to turn your brightness all the way up when you look at one of my logos. That's the deal. But everybody loved the one you picked. Everybody.
That's right, people out there that don't think I'm a part of the trophy room out there on Twitter. I see you. I see you every time.
He
guess
made
what?
The
trophy room was my name. So fuck you.
The logo, the intro. Those are all Kyle's ideas. He's been instrumental, my friends.
There's a lot going on up here. I can't physically do it or draw or animate, but the pictures that I have in my head from years of reading and making movies in my head. So it's all up in here.
Yeah. Yeah, and dude, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Crushed.
I love the color pop.
Yeah. It's bright, it's vibrant, and Diego, it's weird because I know with artists, like, they want to own that thing, so that's why I was like, Diego, just own it, make it yours, since we're doing so much together already. Let's put a ring on it. And he really did. He made it his in a really cool and unique way. So yeah. Shout out to him.
And if you're listening to this post show, and I'm sure we'll tweet it out as well, message Diego for all your artwork needs.
And you're a premiere on Twitter. Yeah.
Because I was on Ains Bitcast. Oh, I should have probably put that out.
Fuck Ains. Who cares? Ains, you suck. You
sorry,
old man.
Ains. There were a couple of shows I love probably should have promoted. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, but I was on Ains show and I saw the Bitcast intro that Diego also did. I'm like, oh my god, why am I getting nervous to go talk about video games? It feels like this production is way too good for me right now.
Yeah.
it was shiny. It looked like the beginning of like an E3 pre-show on IGN of just like, all right, 3, 2, 1, and go. Like,
yeah,
top notch, high class.
He does just, yeah, the best work. I remember like the second talk I had with Ains was immediately like, who does all your intros and your backgrounds and stuff? Because it's just fantastic. And he's like, let me get you this man's name, and bam, changed my life for the better. Look at Ains. He may have bad taste in games, like with Red Dead Redemption 2 being his favorite game of all time, but when he nails it, he nails it. You know? I like to show it. Ains is such a good guy. I enjoyed your Bitcast episode so much.
Thank you.
I thought you absolutely crushed it. Yeah. And you know, the messages that he got, that I got from him afterwards, of just like, Joe, you've been replaced. I'm like, all right, fair.
Except for I don't bag on Luke. I don't do that.
You gotta start though, because like he needs to know. He needs to know. He looks like a Volt boy.
Oh well, no, I'm talking about just booing him at every turn that you get.
That too.
I can't boo people.
Luke is the Fallout 76 of people. All right. Oh. This is the worst. I don't know.
I'm trying to formulate a joke and it's funny in my head. I don't know if it translates.
I do want to get, here's the thing, and I feel awful doing it.
He's getting
it.
The update and like the NPCs are personality getting.
I don't want to do this to him, but I kind of do. I do want to go behind his back, talk to his wife, and I want to give her just the memes of the Vault Boy and go, text your husband this. Doesn't your husband look like this? Look at what you're married to. You know, I bet she would appreciate it. I want to bring just nightmare, not just to his virtual life, but like to his physical one as well. You know, like everywhere he goes,
I want to infiltrate every waking moment of Luke's life.
Oh, goodness gracious. Marcus O'Neill gives us a great Patreon question. He goes, okay, I've got something that probably fits better here, as it's not really topical right now. I'm always interested in people's gaming histories. My question is, what are your biggest gaming franchises, Sony or not, that you've never played? Like, not even a single entry of. Why did you miss out? What would it take for you guys to get into it? Personally, I have a bunch. Here it goes. I've never played Pokemon. Fair. Depending on how old you are. Fair.
Whoa.
Never played Halo. That's a little crazy to me. To me, this is the craziest one. Or a Call of Duty game.
Wow. Okay.
There's like 18 million Call of Duty games.
Yeah.
Marcus O'Neill's never played a single one of them. I also never played Metal Gear, despite owning most of them. Marcus,
talking my language, Marcus.
Yeah, leaving those games in the cellophane where they belong, on the shelf of shame. Of course, you can write your questions over when I fucking remember them. This week's been nuts. Next week's gonna be crazier. I need to get on top of this. Send it to us on our Discord. Make sure you've joined it. I will be posting on Patreon every Monday to get questions in. Give you all time to write in for the post show of the Trophy Room. Kyle, what is your game of shame? What is a game that sits on your shelf, virtual shelf, where you think about going, I missed the moment here?
I mean, there's a lot, but I think there's an asterisk to that. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of games and these franchises that I know a lot of people love, I've dabbled in.
Yeah.
Like, I've played here and there. Like, when I say I've never played a Halo game, I've never played a Halo single-player campaign from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I've played Halo against friends, like, at an old-school LAN party back in the day in high school. Like, I've done that. I've never played, when I say I never played a Zelda, I haven't played more than 15 minutes of any Zelda ever. 15 minutes, and that's it, and then I'm out. I don't know why. That's one of, that I think is the top of the Marcus question here is, I've never fully experienced a Zelda from start to finish. I've barely touched Breath of the Wild 20, 30 minutes in. I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm okay.
That's nuts. So nuts.
What else is there?
That's just so crazy. I mean, there are some
Final Fantasy games that I have not played that I'm ashamed of. Like, Final Fantasy VI is widely regarded as one of the best ever, mm-hmm. and I have not played that one at all. It's on my Vita, so one of these days I'll play it. Trying to think. It's hard because, like, yeah, I dip in and out of a lot of games. Metal Gear Solid's another one. I played a ton of two.
If you're hearing a scrolling, it is me scrolling, by the way. I'm trying to think of something. Yeah.
I couldn't get far in Metal Gear Solid 1, so I just stopped. 3, I tried maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and I just could not handle the actual survival element to it, like having to eat and stuff like that. Like, I don't want that.
Mm.
Trying to think of other games. Gears. I played 2-3 hours of one on Game Pass. How many years ago did I have an Xbox? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When I got it, that's one of the first ones I played. But haven't experienced any other Gear games. no Forza. I haven't touched a Forza ever. That's one I could say confidently. I have never booted up a Forza.
Will you never boot up a Forza in your life?
Probably not. unless it's a Forza Horizon.
Yeah.
Because those are like more of the arcadey, more like the fun ones, I think. Mm-hmm. When I say fun, I mean like not simulation, like having to... What am I? More Need for Speed, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or Burnout than the other ones.
Here's the thing. I don't have a lot of like, oh, I'm ashamed of. Like, I didn't beat this game or that game. I don't have that. Like, I'm looking at these games, most memorable games. And I'm like, Uncharted 2? Yeah. GoldenEye? Absolutely. Of course. Like, when I think of games that, or like series I've never played, or like Chrono Trigger's game I've never played, I have no interest in it, nor any shame, because it's like a cult classic. That just doesn't speak to me. Any, for the most part, JRPG is just like, yeah, well... Like Persona, like as much as I say I want to get into it, the length just scares me off. And so I'm just like, nah, probably not. So I have no, I guess, qualms with that. But there are a lot of like PlayStation 3 games that I've never played. So like Sly Cooper is one trying to get into. That damn mirror boss, it just sucks. You know, Infamous 1 and 2. What is it? Sound Shapes I've never played. I've been wanting to, and that's what I've been using PlayStation Now to do, is like, I want to at least get a reference of like what a Sly Cooper game is, so I know. And like, the Sly Cooper 1, let's be real, there's a lot of crazy things for that game, like for that time that game was doing. Like, it's, they have these like very quote unquote like cinematic moments where like, you know, you're jumping through while like this lady's shooting rockets at you and things are moving around and exploding around you. Like, it's a pretty impressive game. But when I go,
I thought of another one.
Go for it.
Maybe the entire Tomb Raider series, except for the reboots. I didn't play any of the older ones.
Same. Didn't speak to me. I was talking about this to my best friend, Amy. I was just like, I never got the appeal of Lara Croft nor Tomb Raider. Everybody, like, you know, she was fetishized, and I never got that as a kid. Like, the Tomb Raider movies, like, my friend Amy and I were going like, well, who's that actor or actresses? You don't get the attraction to. Why is everybody so attracted to, like, what was her, the guy that, of High School Musical?
Angelina, oh.
That was hers.
High School Musical.
Yeah, the guy, Zac Efron. He's like, I don't get the appeal of this man. I'm like, yeah, I know. His face looks like it's been stung by thousands of bees. But like, yeah, Angelina Jolie. I don't get the appeal. Especially in Tomb Raider. I kind of think she looks cheesy. And my friend Amy's just like, dude, that's one of the first ladies I knew I wasn't straight looking at her. I'm like, don't get it. I don't get the appeal. I'm sorry. But when going back to game-wise... Dude, you know, any fighting game, I just wish I was better at them. I just wish, like...
I get that.
I want to be good at Mortal Kombat 11
should be in my hands tomorrow.
Oh.
I bought it after the movie, and I should be playing it at some point soon.
I think for me, the biggest game of shame is Half-Life and Half-Life 2. Watching Half-Life and never playing it. Half-Life 2, I hear, like, I've seen people like tweet out like, yo, I just got to play this game in 2019 and this thing changed my world. Like, whoa, it's been that many years.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because the further out we get from it, the better PCs are, and you don't need a super high powered PC to play that, I think, effectively. Mm-hmm. Now, so
yeah. So yeah, there are some games in my PlayStation history that I definitely want to. There's just nothing that's striking me that I haven't played that, like, is fat... Me never playing Fat Princess, is that really shameful?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I can't think of any many PSP games that I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't. So, yeah, for me, I don't have a lot of regrets.
There's some games that I hold in such high regard that I wish more people played. Mm-hmm. Like an Enslaved, Odyssey to the West, or Star Ocean 2, Control, even though more people are playing that finally. but I never, like, you know me, you know us. I'm not going to shame you for not playing. Right? You make the jokes about Bloodborne. I don't know if I'll ever finish that game, but I don't think you would shame me for it.
You'd no, be you surprised.
Will. The look on the face. Yeah,
2,227 days since the original Bloodborne. You kidding me? I'm just so happy my semi-viral tweet was about Bloodborne.
My God, can we talk about that for a second? Out of nowhere. How many did you have left on that thing?
I think it's like
1,000 likes?
2,500 or something?
Jesus Christ. That was like actually yesterday? No, Monday. When I took a picture of the Resident Evil 2 game. I was like, hey, look at me, 2021. I've finally become a Resident Evil fan. Over 100 people like that. Nice. Like, really, I have way more wittier tweets that get maybe 4 or 5 likes, and this is the one?
Yep, this is the one. Sometimes you really gotta dumb it down.
I guess so.
Sometimes for to reach the Twitter masses.
Look, game, got it. Yay. That's gonna be my tweets from now on.
Dude, there are some, like, you know me, I'm a junkie when it comes to this stuff, so, like, I could see when something's like, oh, I want to grab an attention, or I want to grab an impression, or I want to grab a whatever, and some of it is
perfect timing.
Yeah,
for the Bloodborne one.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I think the Bloodborne one was excellent because everybody was like, "Let's petition Days Gone, let's bring it back," and I'm like, "Let the past die, kill it if you have to." So it's everyone. Days Gone deserves a sequel. Sign this petition, me. An intellectual Bloodborne 2. Picture of a very bad Photoshop Bloodborne 2. And then I was like, let me go a step further. Let me make a campaign at change.org for Bloodborne 2. Let's just roll the dice a second time.
Oh, yeah. No, you did the campaign afterwards. I thought you did that like a day after. And you know what really bugs me, Joe?
What's that?
Here's what it bugs you.
Yeah.
People take the time, right? Yep. They take the time to like that tweet. 2,457 likes. 309 retweets, 12 quote tweets, right? And you put a reply here. Here's the campaign, and then you put a link to our show. One retweet, 7 likes.
Yeah, that's how Twitter works.
Come on, people.
That's how Twitter
works. Come on.
So I was like, let's roll the dice one more time. Bam. No fishies on that one. But the Bloodborne. Here's what really irks me. Listen, you don't have to check out the podcast, whatever. You don't want to be enlightened by the best PlayStation podcast on the internet, fine. But the thing that truly irks me is make a sequel to Bloodborne on change.org. Only 29 people signed it.
Good. I hate those.
Looks like y'all didn't really want it, you know?
You didn't come through.
You didn't come through.
Like, you like the step of the action, but you didn't follow through.
Exactly. So, Shay...
What are you doing? We're all home for the most part.
Yeah.
You can't take 2 minutes out of your day to fill out a petition for this.
It's important.
Totally thing that's going to work.
It's important, Kyle. Because then maybe PlayStation sees it. And they're like, yeah, this isn't annoying.
I mean, I get not throwing money at something, right? Like a Kickstarter thing, because money is tight for everybody.
Yeah.
That's a totally free thing you could have done. It's just put your name on a petition. To send to Jim Ryan. Hey, Jim, Bloodborne 2, make it happen, man.
Look at this loser from Jersey wants it. He needs it even. Let the loser wait. Yeah, I know. Those are always the weird ones. Again, like it irks me when I'm like, oh man, this is a really thoughtful message, this is a really thoughtful tweet. And it's like one person likes it, or it's like the next tweet is like the color blue is dumb. It's like 700 retweets. It's like what?
Or like the really just the other side of the content creation community and YouTube and Twitter. I see these random meme accounts of these totally real grown adults, and all they say tweet out is like banana. 100,000 likes, 12 million retweets. Like, for the word banana, why is that so retweet worthy?
I really hate, like, to me, I thought you were going with, I really hate the people that like Photoshop. Like, I think the lamest thing in the world is like Phil Spencer photoshopped as Arnold Schwarzenegger holding a Xbox Series X.
Oh, like, the fanboy Photoshop.
Things. Like Jim Ryan beating up Phil Spencer. Like that stuff is so stupid. That said, I did poke fun at it by saying, you know, PlayStation has heard we're replacing Jim Ryan with, I think, what was it? Rim Giant. And it's this Photoshopped Jim Ryan with glasses and a mustache.
Oh, man.
I thought that was great. Gabs Goatee writes in, this is the last question of the night. I guess my question probably fits better for the after show. We've seen a lot of indies recently, and Oddworld, Bugsnax, Destruction All-Stars all come to PlayStation Plus on release day. What other announced indie games would you guys think will be possible or possibly be released on PlayStation Plus one day? Stray? Ina? Little Devil Inside? Question mark. This was the question on the show that I thought I read was on it, and I was dumb. Out of one of those, which one's going to be the PlayStation Plus game? I'm thinking Stray.
Out of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stray's probably a good choice.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I would put money on Jet the Far Shore.
Okay.
I think that one's a lock for PS Plus day and date. But yeah, Stray's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, it's going to sound like a negative. It's just kooky enough to be like a PS Plus game. Like when you put it up on the same pedestal as Bugsnax as a free PS Plus game, it is kind of weird in the fact that you're just playing as a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else in the world seems to be just robots or robots, if you will. So I think Stray can do it. But okay. Some about Jet the Far Shore, though, there's still so much that I need to know about that game.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's No Man's Sky-esque.
Really?
Like traversing the universe, if I'm remembering the trailers correctly.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good PS Plus game.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Kena, though.
No, Kena, they've marketed to hell. Like, that is a $40 game that they want to get that return on. I think Kena's big enough. I mean, it'd be huge if it's on Plus. But I think it survives off of it really well. Where like Stray is very indie, very Annapurna. Maybe that. How many Annapurna games have gone to PlayStation Plus?
Let's see.
I know there's some that went to the Play at Home initiative, but Jet the Far Shore possibly. But I actually really think at the end of the day, Bugsnax was the one and done PlayStation Plus game. I don't think any other ones are going to get that treatment. I mean, I would love if, like, you know, Solar Ash was it, but I don't think it is.
Yeah. I can't see a list of. Oh, wait. Maquette was in Annapurna.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And Maquette, what was Maquette at a state of play? Just trying
Maquette
to
was at. Maquette was one of those Twitter thread reveals of an indie.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, Maquette's an indie PS Plus game from Annapurna, and that was pretty recent.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that one.
I could also see them maybe a year out from PS5, so this November, The Pathless being a PS Plus game.
Pathless is so Annapurna. Good. I still need to beat it. I'm at the second to last place. I'm just aggravated at the one trophy, which is like get a perfect shot 10 times, and I just cannot seem to nail the shot. Like, I'll get to 7, and it pisses me off.
You can just stand in one spot and just do it in one spot.
Even then, I feel like I struggle.
Okay.
I don't know. Timing stuff, Kyle, for me just doesn't work right.
I gotcha.
Rhythm game. That's why I suck at rhythm games. Can't do it. But yeah, Kyle, that's been the Trophy Room after show. It's fantastic. I do want to say one thing. Thank you, everybody. Again, this week has been crazy for bad reasons. Damn you to hell, Apple. But we did want to do like the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. thing, and we just never could get it the right time. So I just want to say something very extreme. You ready, Kyle?
I don't know if I am.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier is a fine show.
Taking it in. Taking a breath.
May I say why?
You're so wrong, but go ahead.
Anthony Mackie kills it.
Yeah.
Every scene with the Falcon, every scene with the Winter Soldier. Let me tell you something about him.
Yeah.
They crush it. But the villain? Not good. Not good. Okay. Really?
You talk about Carly?
I don't know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Carly, she sucked.
Well, I think that's a product of the rewrites, because there was a whole pandemic COVID like illness thing in this.
It was just a very like at times overly predictable show.
I think you would not be saying that if that was the first show. I think WandaVision spoiled us.
Fair. I think WandaVision I think is leaps and bounds.
Sure.
Okay. Kyle, that's been the trophy after show.
Yep.
Noah wrote into us on Patreon as well with our last post show and said thank you so much for talking and really, you know, saying what I felt. And that's what this post show is all about. Us talking, being real with y'all. It's what we do here. So
yeah.
Next week, gonna be pretty spectacular. Can't wait, can't wait. Absolutely cannot wait. Kyle, with all that said, with all that out of the way.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Love everybody here. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing places.
Love you. Bye-bye.